I lived at Chautauqua, and then we spent 1 year in Arkansas City. We moved to Arkansas City the fall of 14, and then moved back from there to the farm in the fall of 15.
This was your whole family?
Well, that's right. That was my first wife, and we had one child. It wasn't this wife.
And let's see, then you moved back to your farm, and your farm was where?
Well, it was...
That was your birthplace?
No, it was... It joined our old home place about 25 miles north of Pawhuska. Joined our old home place. See, when the allotment came along, well, then, of course, we had to make our selections on our... different quarters. We had a first, second, third, and fourth selection of 160 acres apiece. Mm-hmm. And then we had to designate which one of those quarters we wanted to reserve for a homestead. Mm-hmm. And under the Lockman Act, it was tax exempt for 25 years.
Boy, that was nice.
There's where I built my home and done my improving. And I filed my other land to join it.
And let's see, now you said you came into Pawhuska in 1945?
That's right, we came here in January 1945. I bought this home here in August of 44. And then we never got possession of it until January 45. Rented during the wartime, you know, it's kind of hard to move people in and out of these houses.
Oh boy!
And of course, the rent was all controlled then, you know, by our government. And of course, immediately after the sale of the property was approved, I bought it. It was an Indian home. I bought it through the Indian Department. Then I became the transaction was approved by the Secretary of the Interior, then I had full title to it, and of course the rent was turned to me. And we collected the rent off of this home for 5 months before we had possession, so we could move into it. And we've been right here ever since.
Have you traveled?
Traveled?
Mm-hmm.
We've made several trips to California. I think altogether about seven. We've been up into the state of Oregon, and then down the coast into California, all on the same trip. Done that twice. And I have visited some of the eastern states. I've been to the great state of Michigan. In fact, I bought an automobile from a dealer right here in this town, and took a factory delivery and went back there and got it and drove it home, which was a nice experience, nice trip.
What kind of a car did you get?
Buick.
Let's see, then you went to
I took a delivery on it in Detroit at the Fisher Body Works.
Uh-huh.
See, the Fisher Body Works then was in Detroit, and I presume it still is, but the Buick factory was in Flint, and still is in Flint, Michigan, the main factory. But I never got to Flint. I went to Detroit, took delivery on it there.
I never cared much for Flint.
Well, I never got to Flint. I would like to, but then didn't do it. I had to go to Detroit to get this car. See, it was delivered to me at the Fisher Body Works. Yeah.
I see, and you said you... Church affiliation?
We're Baptists.
Is a girl's name Virginia, spelled V-I-R-G-I-N-I-A.
I think so.
That's right.
Yeah, sounds a little bit. You know, I'm just blind on spelling.
I'm sure not too good. That was one of my poor subjects, I guess, was spelling when I went to school.
Organizations that you belong to?
I belong to the Masonic Order. Yeah, for a number of years. In fact, degrees in masonry, but I just dropped out. Mm-hmm. But I'm still affiliated with my Blue Lodge.
Mm-hmm. And your occupation?
Well, I'm retired. You might call me a... You can call me a rancher, or you can call me a farmer. It doesn't make any difference. That's all I do. That's all I've done all my life. Farm and ranch.
And speaking ability in other languages?
No, I don't speak anything but English, and that's not too good.
Mm-hmm. How much Osage did you learn?
Very little, just a few words. Mm-hmm.